Well, in studio with me this morning are a couple of folks who want to talk about Sounds of Summer, which is a free concert series at the Springfield Botanical Gardens in Nathaniel Green Close Memorial Park. Lisa Bakarink is the executive director of Friends of the Garden, and Lexi Sainer is also here as the associate director of Sister Cities Association, which is co-producing, co-sponsoring, what would you say, these concerts?
I'd say co-hosting.
Co-hosting these concerts. And the concerts actually are presented by Central Bank and Central Trust Company. And before, I was a little confused when we were just getting ready to go on the air. There have been, you know, the Americana concerts that took place on a monthly basis over the warm weather months at Nathaniel Green Park. But this is something a little different. This is something that is virtually a weekly thing, at least once you get into June.
Certainly. Yeah, we have a new pavilion. It was built 2 years ago in 2016, sure. And we've had the Americana Concert Series, as you indicated, but we are broadening that a little bit with the Sounds of Summer and increasing the frequency of concerts as well.
And you've got the first concert in the series this weekend, and then you skip over the Memorial Day weekend and start up again in June. Well, what do you have this weekend? You have the Community Jazz Ensemble at 2 o'clock on Sunday afternoon.
So. Right. Yeah, we are really looking forward to this particular performance. There will be 21 people strong on our Peace Through People Pavilion stage. And
so a full-size big band.
Big band, yeah. Yes. Big band with obviously some solos. And we'll be able to hear jazz music from seven different decades.
Okay, they're going to really cover everything from the beginnings of jazz all the way into the present day, I guess. And that, again, is a free event, and it's organized, as we said, by Friends of the Garden and Springfield Sister Cities Association. There's not supposed to be any inclement weather. If there is for these things, you move inside to the Botanical Center itself, right?
That's correct, yes. If there is inclement weather, the concert will go on regardless, and we'll move to the Botanical Center building.
So you've got the first one this Sunday at 2 p.m., and then you skip over the next weekend, the holiday weekend, and start up again in June.
Right, yeah. We actually had targeted June and October as our 2 months, and we had more people wanting to perform at our pavilion than we had Sundays in June. So we've added a few in May, and we do have one on Saturday in June as well.
Right.
So every Sunday and one in Saturday in June.
Well, starting on – well, I'll kind of look at the schedule and see what else you've got. KSMU's own Emily Higgins with Auntie M and the Tornadoes,
right,
on Sunday, June the 3rd at 2 p.m. And then the next week I don't know Liz Moriondo. I don't know anything about her, but that is Sunday, June the 10th at 2 o'clock.
Right.
And then the 17th, CRS. Tell me about those folks. You know who they are?
I have heard of them. I don't know much about them. If they want to know what CRS stands for, people can look that up on the internet.
All right. So that's the third Sunday in June. And there's the weekend of the 23rd and 24th, you're doing two concerts because you had more people, like you said, more people than you could fit
right
in. So you have Isabel Crane Saturday evening, the 23rd at 7:30 p.m., and then the regular Sunday performance by Bill Hames on the 24th at 2 p.m. And anything people need to bring with them?
Yes, absolutely. It is an outdoor pavilion and amphitheater, and so lawn chairs and or blankets to sit out in the amphitheater would be something people would want to bring. There is plenty of shade for everyone mostly, but you could bring an umbrella if you wanted as well.
To hide under that,
hide,
yeah.
Hide under the –
right.
Keep yourself away from the sun, yeah.
Well, Lexi, what is Sister Cities Association's connection to this concert series?
Well, Sister Cities' mission is peace through people, and we have a sister city in Isasaki, Japan, and one in Tlacopaque, Mexico.
Right.
And we do a lot of work out at the Japanese Stroll Garden, the Mizumuru Japanese Stroll Garden, and the Peace Through People Pavilion is sort of a symbol of our mission, peace through people. So it was constructed in the gardens with partnership with Friends of the Garden, Sister Cities, and our sister cities in Mexico and Japan to bring more culture to the gardens for people to enjoy.
And the Springfield Green County Park Board obviously has been very supportive of both organizations and our missions. Sister Cities, of course, Peace Through People. Friends of the Garden is connecting people with nature and gardens. And so obviously our common denominator is people.
Well, like you say, this is the first time there's been a weekly series in the pavilion. So it kicks off this Sunday at 2 p.m. with the Community Jazz Ensemble, and then picks up again Sunday, June the 3rd at 2 p.m. with Auntie M and the Tornadoes, and runs through the 24th. Those Sundays at 2 p.m. plus the one Saturday performance at 7:30 p.m. on June 23rd. And again, this is free and open to the public, and you are asked to bring your own lawn chairs or blankets for seating. Great new way to enjoy the park at Nathaniel Green Close Memorial Park. The Sounds of Summer concert series presented by Central Bank and Central Trust Company. Free concerts in the Peace Through People Pavilion in the Dogwood Garden at Springfield Botanical Gardens at Nathaniel Green Close Memorial Park. Of course, that is at 2400 South Scenic. It's right across the street from Horton Smith Golf Course. And if you'd like more information, you can visit friendsofthegarden.org. There's a complete concert schedule there. Or you can call 891-1515 or send an email to info@friendsofthegarden.org. Anything else people need to know about this, do you think?
Watch again in October. We will have more coming up in October at 2 p.m. as well.
Okay, so this is just the first salvo of a new concert series that we'll pick up again in October. But the first one is this Sunday at 2 p.m., the Community Jazz Ensemble in the Peace Through People Pavilion. All right. Thanks to Lisa Backerink, Executive Director of Friends of the Garden, and Lexi Sainer from Sister Cities Association, the Associate Director. And this Sounds of Summer concert series kicks off with a big band bang on Sunday the 20th at 2 p.m. Well, thanks for being here. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Bye.